Hello and welcome to the audio, Is Social Media Marketing Right for My Practice? My name is Rita Zamora, and again, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for joining me on this audio where we'll talk about whether or not social media marketing is right for your practice. Just so you know a little bit about myself, I do have over 17 years of experience in the business of dentistry. For much of my career, I spent as a treatment coordinator for a dental implant and periodontal practice doing case presentation. I've also trained other treatment coordinators for that position and worked in a multitude of marketing positions for both specialty and general dentistry practices and several other practices in the healthcare industry as well. I do have a formal education, a bachelor's degree in business and marketing, and most recently have become a highly sought-after speaker as well as a published writer about social media primarily, and that includes the United States as well as the UK. Myself and my husband live just outside of Boulder, Colorado, and again, thanks so much for joining me. So just so you know a little bit about what we're going to talk about during this audio, we'll start off by talking about why social media matters. The internet is evolving and changing every day, and you need to be aware of how it's evolving. So hopefully that would motivate you to participate in social media. But we're also going to talk about, you know, if you're just getting started, where should you focus your efforts and how to determine if social media marketing on sites like Facebook, if it's really right, if it's a good fit for your practice. And we're also going to talk a little bit about, you know, where Facebook marketing belongs in your marketing plan. Is it an internal tool or an external tool? And we'll wrap up with just some key points for you to keep in mind for the future. So one of the key points I want you to remember throughout this program, and the key point about social media marketing, is that social marketing really is all about people skills and relationships. I'd say it's really 90% relationship building and 10% technology. So if you're new to social media and you feel like you might be overwhelmed by the technology, know that what's really most important are your people skills and your natural abilities to really, you know, meet people and network and grow relationships with people. And that's what's so unique about social media marketing. We've never really had this opportunity to show people a bit of our personality before they've even met us, so that practices can begin to grow trust with people before they even become patients, and to also grow trust and relationships with existing patients. And we know that patients who have high trust levels are more loyal, that they're more likely to accept treatment and also more likely to refer. So it's really a win-win all around when you are active in social media marketing in these great platforms, especially Facebook. That's one of my favorites, and we'll focus quite a bit on that, but we'll also touch upon some other social media in this audio. Key things to keep in mind, you know, what's happened with traditional media? I know you've probably all heard about how DVRs and technologies like TiVo have really contributed to the decline of the effectiveness of television commercials. We've also seen much of the advertising revenues for newspapers migrating to the internet, and trends like earth-friendly and green alternatives have really impacted how much people want to spend on things like junk mail, otherwise known as direct mail. And certainly if you're using postcard marketing or direct mail, I'm not here to tell you to stop doing that. If it's working for you, I encourage you to continue with that. But, you know, those earth-friendly green alternative folks who are really concerned about the environment, that does continue to impact the effectiveness of direct mail, as well as phone books and yellow pages. Wired magazine's 100 Things Your Kids May Never Know About included phone books and yellow pages. So some things to keep in mind with regard to traditional media. We've also reached the point where I can say there's an old-fashioned way to market your website, or market your practice, I should say, on the internet. Used to be you'd set up a beautiful website and make sure it performed well with SEO so it could be found on Google. And while that's still important, that's simply not enough for you to be competitive and for you to be found on sites like Google today. Because online real estate, multiple pieces of online real estate, is what it's all about today. We have to understand that people are spending more and more time on sites like Facebook. In fact, Facebook has actually beat out Google for web traffic several times recently, which means people are spending more time on sites like Facebook than they even are doing research on sites like Google. So you need to really think about multiple pieces of online real estate. So not only do you want to have a website that performs well in Google search, but you also want to consider having a strong presence on sites like Facebook, having a strong presence on some of these review sites like Google Reviews, Yelp, Health Grades, and also having several pieces of video on sites like YouTube, because in some cases people don't want to read information about you anymore. They want to be able to just click a button and watch a video about you. Also, let's think about Google Plus, which is new entering the marketplace. Google hasn't yet introduced Google Plus pages or platforms for businesses, but that's certainly around the corner. So again, you want to think about having multiple pieces of online real estate in order for your practice to be found and to be competitive in online marketing today. Also understand that our behavior is shifting. Those mobile phones that are really attached to so many of us today are really shifting the way that we're using the internet. And social networking is one of the fastest growing content categories on mobile. In fact, social networking beat out email, news, search, weather, and map categories. So our cell phones are really powerful and changing the way that our online behavior is. In fact, let's talk a little bit about Google versus Facebook. And some of you may have seen Facebook executives on 60 Minutes about a year or so ago where they talked about Facebook search versus Google search. So time will tell whether or not people will actually begin to use Facebook for search. But right now, if you check on Bing, at least at the time of this recording, you'll be able to get search results based on how many people like or how many people support your practice, for example. So that should be one of the biggest motivators for you as a practice owner, is to get as many of your patients, as many people in your neighborhood and your community to like your Facebook business page. Because if social search does in fact take off on sites like Bing, or if people begin to use Facebook for social search, the number of likes that you have related to your practice will determine where you show up on social search. So again, if you go on Google and enter in 60 Minutes and Facebook versus Google search, you'll find lots of video so you can learn a little bit more about this. And Google has several videos also. If you were to Google and social search, you'll learn about Google's social search and how that works as well. But again, the primary point I want you to take away from this is that you should be working really hard to get as many Facebook likes for your Facebook business page as possible. Because if social search does in fact take off at some point, you really cannot lose from having as many patients and as many supporters in your neighborhood and community that like your Facebook page as possible. So what is social media exactly? For those of you who aren't familiar with Facebook, who've never been on it, who don't know what Twitter is, social media are really platforms where humans essentially can interact, network, and communicate and connect with one another on these online platforms. So Facebook is a great place to show a bit of personality. It's a friendly social media platform and one of the most popular social media platforms in the English-speaking countries, the United States, Canada, and the UK. And Twitter is known as a great networking tool. Some people have referred to it as similar to attending a networking event or even a cocktail party where you're meeting new people. And LinkedIn is another platform, also known as the business suit, a place to show your resume and network for potential career or job opportunities. A bit about YouTube. A lot of people don't know. It is the second most popular search engine in the English-speaking world. So YouTube, a very powerful place to have a presence. And let's talk a bit about Facebook. You know, if you've never used Facebook, you may think, why are people spending so much time on Facebook? Well, the majority of people are using Facebook just to keep in touch with family and friends, to share photos, but also consider the number of people who are telecommuting or working from home today. It's become a water cooler for people who work from home, and also a place for people to keep up with news and to keep up with updates, to learn new information. And so there's a lot of different uses people find in Facebook. Also, gamers who love sites like Farmville, or I should say applications like Farmville. So lots of different reasons that people use Facebook. If you've never been on Facebook before, I highly recommend that you talk to someone in your office or perhaps a friend or family member who's an avid Facebook user. Chances are you know someone, because about 50% of our population in the U.S., and I believe in the U.K. as well, are active on Facebook. And I'm sure they would love to sit down with you and show you how it works and how they use it, because it's really important for you, especially as a practice owner, to understand how it works. If you're going to be spending any time, any resources on social marketing, you really need to understand how it works and how word of mouth is spread on sites like Facebook. Right now, at the time of this recording, the average user spends about 15 hours and 33 minutes on Facebook per month, and that usage continues to rise. So again, remember, Facebook surpassed Google a couple of times as the most visited site on the internet. And so it is a really important place for you to have a strong presence. And word of mouth spreads on Facebook virally. In other words, with very little effort, if you have the right systems in place, you could have potentially dozens or hundreds of links pointing back to your Facebook page ongoing on a regular basis. So that's a lot of word of mouth about your practice if you have the right systems, the right team members in place. And at the end of this program, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how you can get those team members and those systems in place for your practice so that you could have dozens or hundreds of pieces of word of mouth being spread about your practice on sites like Facebook. If you're still unsure about whether Facebook is right for your practice, maybe you're thinking, you know, our state is different. We're not like California or Florida or New York. You know, our state is unique. You can visit a site called Social Bakers. Just like it sounds, socialbakers.com, and there's lots of free data and statistics available on that site. It's a wonderful site. I love to visit that site to do research, and they have statistics for the different states in the U.S., as well as information about other countries like the United Kingdom, where you can get current information as to how many males versus females are active in your state on Facebook, what their age groups are, so demographic information, and what the percentage of penetration is for your states. So I encourage you to learn a little bit more about how many people are active in your state, if that's something that you're concerned about. One of the key things you need to keep in mind if you're thinking about marketing on sites like Facebook or Twitter, or even if you already are and are struggling with some things with regard to social marketing, is do you have at least one person in your practice who's interested in social media, sites like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, because social marketing is different than any other type of marketing that you've done in the past. It's not like you can just, you know, sit down and write a check to a direct mail provider or for a Yellow Page ad and then sit back and wait for it to work. You really have to participate at least at some level. And if you don't have a person in your practice participating at some level, it's really going to be a struggle for you, if not impossible for you to succeed in social marketing. So a really important question you have to ask yourself is, do I have at least one team member in my practice who's willing to help me, you know, manage this social marketing effort moving forward? If your practice is really excellent in patient relations, if you've got a lot of loyal patients who refer a lot, and you really strive to do your best to receive a lot of word-of-mouth referrals, your practice is an ideal fit for social marketing and sites like Facebook. So something really important to keep in mind. Something else you have to keep in mind with social marketing is that I like to use the analogy of a garden. You need to not only set up your social platforms on sites like Facebook and Twitter, but remember that, you know, like a garden, when you plant it, you're not going to harvest tomorrow or maybe even next week. You have to really set up a plan to nurture that garden and nurture your social communities. And only over time, after you've nurtured these communities and spent some time, effort, and energy on those communities, will you be able to harvest referrals, ample word of mouth, that sort of thing. So social marketing is not a short-term marketing plan. It should be more of a long-term communication, relationship-building community, and that should be the way that you're thinking about this. I have an entire webinar that I'll be releasing soon that is dedicated to what I call a Facebook champion. And this refers back to that key team member, at least one team member that you have in your practice who likes sites like Facebook or Twitter, that's willing to help you to manage and really promote these efforts. People who are gregarious and who have great people skills are really ideal champions in your practice to help you make your social marketing efforts succeed. Facebook champions or Twitter champions are people who are open and flexible to all of the dynamic opportunities that are available to you on the web. So you want to make sure that they're comfortable with the web or at least open to learning about how sites like Facebook business pages and Twitter works. And it's really important that you have these, you know, either a Facebook champion or a Twitter champion, or you may want to call them just a digital champion. It's so important that you have someone like this in your practice today. You know, our primary purpose for being in practice is to always take the best possible care we can of our patients. But you've also got to really have a focus to taking good care of your business, right? Because if you can't take good care of your business and you don't have a successful business, you're not going to be able to take great care of your patients. And this is something so important to keep in mind moving forward in the future. So, you know, the whole point of this audio is social marketing right for your practice? Things that you have to think about that we've talked about are, do you have at least one person in your practice who is knowledgeable or willing to learn about these social marketing platforms that can help you to promote and co-manage and motivate you and your team about them on an ongoing basis? And do you have the time, effort, and energy to be able to dedicate to these social marketing platforms? And these, I wouldn't even call it a campaign, because again, you want to think of these as long-term communication and relationship-building tools. And with that said, where does Facebook really fit in your practice and in your marketing plan? It's an internal and an external tool. So Facebook is a way for you to keep your name and face in front of your patients, just like email newsletters, just like paper, traditional newsletters, just like any other tool, texting, phone calls. Facebook is really a communication tool. It's a place where people can dialogue, where they can share testimonials about you, and you can share interesting and fun tidbits about your personality, and tidbits about the different types of services that you provide for your patients. So it's an internal, Facebook is an internal communication tool, as well as an external tool. Potential new patients who are researching your practice will find different bits of information about you on your Facebook page, for example, or on your YouTube channel than what they'd find on your static website. And also think about Facebook advertising. That's a great way for you to promote your practice, and that is an external marketing tool. Facebook advertising can provide tremendous opportunity for your practice, so it's something I highly recommend you consider. And let's think about, you know, where we are today as a society. A recent Nielsen survey said 90% of consumers surveyed noted that they trust recommendations from people they know. 90% of consumers. And another survey shows the number of consumers who don't trust advertising, excuse me, is disturbingly close to 100%. So 90% of consumers surveyed that they trust recommendations from people they know. That's a Nielsen survey. And a different survey provided by Alterian said the number of consumers who don't trust advertising is disturbingly close to 100%, which means people are really taking referrals and recommendations from their friends to heart, but they're also voracious researchers. So you want to make sure that you have plenty of information about your practice on multiple pieces of online real estate, on sites like YouTube, where people can consume information about you via video, on sites like Facebook, on review sites, and those are things that are really important for you to keep in mind moving forward. One of the great things that I want to share with you before we wrap things up on this audio is if you want to learn more about how you can market on social media, I'm creating these great on-demand webinars sharing some of my most successful and proven secrets. Social media secret strategy number one is all about Facebook champions. You'll learn what a Facebook champion is, the benefits of having a Facebook champion in your office. We'll talk about whether or not you can outsource social media and the best way to do that. We're going to talk about what the ideal Facebook champion traits are, what to look for, and who's best suited for that position in your practice, and also what does the role entail and how much time is this type of marketing going to take. There's also going to be a webinar available called Social Media Strategy Number 2. Secret strategy number 2, how to skyrocket your Facebook fans' word of mouth and referrals. And in that webinar, we're going to talk about how to ask exactly for Facebook likes, including I'll show you the script that you can personalize for your practice to ask for likes, what support materials and tactics you need to be successful at growing your Facebook community. We're going to cover contests, incentives, regulations, and rules, as well as how to track your efforts when you're marketing on sites like Facebook. And in my webinar, Secret Strategy Number 3, Social Media Secret Strategy Number 3, we're going to talk about content that works, what to post and when to post it, so that you're not getting hidden or unliked by your fans. So we're going to talk about the 80-20 or 90-10 guidelines. I'm going to show you some real-life examples of what works. Again, these are on-demand webinars. We're going to talk about what content to avoid, what content might surely get you and your page hidden or unliked. We're going to talk about how often to post, when, and how much time, again, you should be spending on this social marketing. And we're also going to talk about some key things, secrets on how to stay organized, be highly effective, and at the same time, have a lot of fun with this. Okay, so let's go ahead and summarize the audio. We talked about why social media matters. I explained how traditional media and traditional marketing opportunities have changed and how our use of the internet is evolving. I explained how I think multiple pieces of online real estate are really the strategy that you need to keep in mind. In other words, making sure that you have a presence where more and more people are spending their time on sites like Facebook, for example. We talked about where to focus your efforts. If your practice is looking to get started with one social marketing platform or you've got limited resources on where to spend your time, effort, and energy, Facebook is definitely the place to do that. It is the most popular social networking platform in the United States, in the UK, and in Canada. And we also talked about several different questions that you can consider in deciding if sites like Facebook marketing are right for your practice. You know, is social marketing right for your practice? Things that you need to keep in mind are, you know, number one, do you have a Facebook champion, for example, in your practice? Do you have at least one person in your practice who is interested in social marketing, who's willing to talk to your patients about joining you on sites like Facebook or Twitter, for example, and willing to help you to maintain the efforts over the long term? Because we also talked about social marketing really taking time to nurture. It's a lot like a garden where you're going to set up your social platforms and then you need to continue to nurture and grow those relationships and grow those communities over time. So it's certainly not an overnight an answer that's going to provide benefits for you overnight. It's something that's going to provide benefits for you over the long term. We also talked about, you know, Facebook belonging and marketing plans both from an internal and an external marketing perspective. But one of the most important things that we've reviewed today is the fact that social media marketing is really all about people skills and relationships. So if you're a practice who has excellent communication skills with your patients, if you have excellent patient relations, social marketing is an ideal fit for your practice. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be taking advantage of these unprecedented opportunities to build relationships with existing patients and to begin to build trust with new patients that are considering becoming a patient with you before they even come into your office. And we all know that higher levels of trust mean loyal patients, patients that are more apt to accept treatment from you, and patients that are more apt to refer. So the technology aspects of this type of marketing can be taught. That's what I'm here for, to help you along with that, or to help a team member along with that. And don't let the technology stop you from taking advantage of these opportunities. I do just want to wrap up by saying thank you so much for joining me for this audio. I would love to stay connected, so keep me posted on your progress. You can find me on my Facebook page at facebook.com/dentalrelationshipmarketing or on Twitter at twitter.com/RitaZamora. Please be sure and share your feedback, questions, comments that you might have. And again, thank you so much for joining me here today in this audio. I hope we're able to meet in person someday, but if not, let's at least find each other on these social media platforms. Thanks so much.